The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's show. This is a show with a person who is doing something that I think all of us have to face at one time or another. Are you taking care of your elderly parents? Or perhaps you're facing those years yourself and really don't know what you're going to do and how you're going to provide for yourself. What's life going to be like in our senior years? I know for a while when I was younger, it just seemed like the more you aged, it was just a march to the end of your life. Well, my guest today is Fee Stubblefield, and Fee is the president and founder of The Springs Living. Its home office is here in McMinnville, Oregon, and Fee had an experience with his own grandmother that made him realize that providing the best care for the ones that we love is so vitally important. Now, he took a unique turn in that he created 12 living communities for seniors here in the Pacific Northwest. But I brought him on board today because I want to talk about his vision and his philosophy about senior care. Fee, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Cheryl. Glad to be here.
I really appreciate you coming. Now, you started this journey of creating a place where seniors could live independently and enjoy those later years because of a situation with your own grandmother. Could you tell our audience about what happened?
Well, Cheryl, I think I was reading a little bit about your story, and much like what you do now is a result of your life experiences and taking the opportunities and the challenges that we see in our lives. I did the same thing, and my grandmother, who I grew up with and grew up in a family business with and was very close with, had a heart attack and started seeing the effects of aging, and she's a fiercely independent pioneer lady. I was born in 1908 in Eastern Oregon, and always made me promise one thing: never put her in an old folks home. And the other thing she would say is, "I just want to stay in my own home," which, you know, taken on the surface, is I think what a lot of us focus on is as seniors is we want to stay in our own home because of what it means to us. It means independence. It means choice, autonomy. It means, it means life that we've chosen. And, you know, a lot of times if you're faced with challenges where you can't get the support, the options are you have your doctor and your family start talking about, well, you need to move somewhere. And I think what it was for our family and what it was for my grandmother and myself at the time was those choices, you know, it didn't come with the feeling that that we were looking for. They felt like more like warehousing, waiting to die. And there's a lot of great communities out there, but it just so happens in the town where we're at, it inspired an idea that kind of led us to where we are right now. And I found that, you know, our family story has just very simply become other family stories. And that's why we're here and we have grown at a very modest pace.
Well, what I've discovered is I've learned more about the Springs Living and you is this passion about treating elders in particular with the respect that they deserve is something that used to be very unique, especially in, as we call them, old folks home. It was truly a place to die. So talk a little bit, because you've instilled this in your employees, and I know that those that reside in your various residences have that feeling that they're listened to. Tell me why that's so important.
It's just obvious. It's the values and the way that I grew up and was taught, the way that my grandparents and parents, I saw them treating other people. It's the way that I want to be treated. And I think it's important to note that that I don't think senior housing or nursing homes or things like that, nobody, and the people that work there are good people, and nobody wants to create environments that warehouse elderly and aren't nice to people. I don't think that's the case, and I don't believe in that case. I've never met one person, although we've had a, you know, we have a lot of employees, and we've had people that haven't done well that have left us. But I don't find very many people that show up to work in our communities that want to make it a bad environment. I think what I observed was there's a lot of good people out there, but the way that the configuration of the working environment and the living environments were not conducive to, you know, a mutual respect, a quality of life, or the vision I had of it anyway. And so, you know, that's why, you know, I started out on this journey, is to, you know, hey, you know, if I wouldn't have grown up with my grandmother and had the impact, had the personal experience, I might be doing something else. It just so happens, I mean, the Springs is filled with people very similar in their belief system than me about, you know, our residents are just like us. They just have a head start on life. They're just down the road a little bit. And while their experiences are different, while their, you know, potentially their, you know, style of clothes is different, while their music choice is different, those are just a result of the time that they grew up. But on the deep things, you know, the feeling of value, importance, autonomy, and one to be around people that are genuine and that not only care about what they do, but making sure they have the tools to do them. And that's really what Springs Living focuses on, is we're out there looking for those people that work in senior living, professionals that love what they do. And we make sure that we create the environments and give them the tools so that that interaction between the resident and that staff and that the people working every day is the key. That's where the magic happens. That's where the value happens. Our residents and their families, while they want to know people sitting, you know, in McMinnville are decent people, the people they really care about are the people that are with them 24/7, 365. So I don't know that this is anything special or unique in that way. I just think that you've been able to collect a group of people and marshal the resources to create environments where good stuff happens.
Well, and you have. And one of the things that I would say, and I want to go back to a comment that you made, is the folks that are living at the Springs and the folks that work there, they're all just the same. They're in just different stages of their lives. And I think that communicates such a wonderful message, both to the residents and to your employees, because we are all the same and we're connected in one way or another. So why not, as it says, do unto others as you would have done to you? And you lead by that principle. You actually value the opinions and the thoughts of your employees, but also of the residents. That's a very important principle for you.
It is. And I, you know, one of the interesting thoughts is, you know, we have some things that we're very definite in, kind of our purpose and our mission and our plan. And our, you know, we really view our, we call it our primary aim here at the Springs Living, is it's really help our residents, our staff and each other live life to its fullest. And we're out, our whole purpose is to change the way people think and feel and experience senior living. And sure, the way that we believe we do that is by changing the way people think and feel and experience being a part of or working in senior living. This is about the relationship between the people that are with the residents every day and those residents and those families. And, you know, making sure that that those interactions and those environments are great. I think a lot of people, and here's a paradigm, we want to create places and communities where people can't wait to get old enough. And that's just not, we mean that. We're passionate about that. Why can't it be like we went off to college, you know, and we were excited and or left home at one point and we're excited for that next phase of life? Why does it have to be that senior living and senior housing is looked at in a kind of a not a very favorable light. Why can't we turn that around? I mean, and that's for obvious reasons. We know we're aging, we're losing function. I get all that. But, you know, let's be positive here, and let's create places where people really are excited about this next phase of life. There's always, life is an amazing thing, and there's always something in something, no matter what your, you know, physical state is or what you're going through. There's always something that you can squeeze out of it that is amazing and is good, and a lot of it comes down to those, you know, really simple things like that country western song, a good cup of coffee, or, you know, just spending a few minutes with somebody that, you know, genuinely wants to be around you and be there and wants to help. You know, what we do is we do the chores. We view ourselves and our communities as a supportive device, Cheryl, very similar to a hearing aid, a knee brace, a walker. We're there to help people live their lives at that stage. Okay. That's the point of view that our team has in what we do every day. We're there to support their lives and listen to them, and create those environments and those ways that they can live their lives and do those things that are important to them. Things when you're 85, 95, there's different priorities. There's different things that are important. And I promise you that respect and dignity are two of those things.
With priorities. And as I'm listening to you talk, you know, there are so many folks in our audience that are dealing with parents and elders in some way, shape, or form that haven't quite gotten to the point of having to look for a place to go or a place to live. But the messages and the philosophy that you operate the Springs with is very much a viable philosophy and a wonderful philosophy, even when you're taking care of your mom or dad at home and they're still in their own home. It's why can't it be about a good cup of coffee and that quality conversation that you are able to provide that in what I call, it's like moving into a new home. It's not like moving into a retirement community, even though you are senior living at the Springs. When folks will walk into what you offer, you set it up so it feels like home. And whether they're living in their own home or they're at the Springs or somewhere else, that feeling is so important to a senior because they need that security.
Well, a physical environment, I think a lot of times one of the reasons seniors don't want to leave their home is because this notion that, you know, it's about the real estate or it's about the space, and which it, you know, up until that point of our lives, that's what it's about, right? We start off and we just want to, you know, when we're kids and we just want to get out of the house and get an apartment and have our own space, and it doesn't have to be big. It just has to be, give us some independence, correct? And then, you know, then we move on, we get a job and we want a, you know, a starter home, and then you want the move up home, and then you want your retirement home. But eventually somewhere in there, there's another transition that happens, and it doesn't become about the real estate or the size of the space necessarily. It becomes more, home becomes more about where you can live your life than necessarily the size of the apartment or the setting. And, you know, home is, you know, change is constant. The one thing our residents, I talk to residents all the time about this, is the one thing that they know better than any of the young people that work in our communities is that change happens and they'll never stop it. And so the reason people move to our communities is because they have a need. There's changes in their life. They want and need more support, more social activities. You know, just go down Maslow's hierarchy, and those are the reasons. Unfortunately, Cheryl, into a lot of senior housing, which we'll call assisted living, independent, community-based care, it's driven from that base Maslow need of, you know, the physiological and safety and needing those things, because things deteriorate at our own homes. And that's what drives most people into senior housing. What we're trying to do and what we want to do is we want to create places where people can't wait to get old enough to come to, and we're making those decisions more in that, you know, that self-esteem, that socialization, that self-actualization phase of our decision-making. And places where people go and their kids, you know, one of the things we hear this all the time in our communities, if we see the parents walk in with the kids, the influencers, the kids that are helping them make the decision, and the kids go, "Mom, wow, I want to live here," we know we've created a great environment. If the kids, I had a resident tell me one of our communities recently that they gave their great grandkids the option of going for their birthday to either we have our in-house, one of our restaurants in our community is called Fancho's, either to Fancho's or a local restaurant out here called Red Robin. And the grandkids chose Fancho's to come to the Springs to have their birthday party. And when we're doing that and creating those environments, those are additive to families and lives.
Oh, I just love that. Well, one of your philosophies, because this all ties in together, is, and I'm going to paraphrase, I know this, I had watched a video on your company, and one of the things that you say is every new person that comes into the Springs is an opportunity for your communities to grow and learn something new. That's an awesome philosophy for a business. How did you get that started?
Well, I think that's just an observation. I didn't start that. We didn't start that. We observe that, and we observe that if we don't, you know, when a new person comes in for their first job, which we have a lot of entry-level employees, you know, kids trying to get their first job, get some experience, try to figure out what they want to do in life, and we get a lot of them, and we have a good percentage of them that they say, wow, this is where I want to spend my career. And those people that come in and do that, every time a new person comes in, every time actually a new resident comes in, they're a little younger, a little different experience. Our community has to evolve a little bit. We have to, and the way we do that is we listen to them. Because they might have a new idea, a new way of thinking about it. Because if we don't do that and retain that flexibility, and humility, I think, is a key word, not knowing that we know everything or that we know exactly what should happen every second of the day here, But being willing to listen, when that happens, we stay relevant. And if we don't listen, we become an old folks home. And that's what the Springs Living will never be.
Well, and that philosophy works for every aspect of life. But the fact that you have integrated it so well into what you're doing with your communities, because these are all lessons for anyone that's out there dealing with seniors, whether they're living at the Springs or still in their own home, is listening to that senior to understand their perspective. And the fact that you do have some younger employees, they're going to learn from those seniors, and especially if the attitude of respect is a priority among your employees and your entire staff. And that's something that comes out loud and clear. I've had the opportunity to meet them. And one of the fun things that I loved as I was listening to some of your staff is a simple thing, like if a senior's walking down the hallway, your staff defers to them. They move off to the side. They give them the opportunity to pass rather than just hurrying them on their way to just go get to their next job.
Well, that's out of respect, out of knowing our role and our place. As you know, we spend all day with our residents, and they become like family, but it's important for us to realize we're not family. We're there to support them. And because there's a professional line that you have to be there. Otherwise, things can get complicated. And you see that a lot in settings, care settings, when people are with each other 24/7, 365. And so being a part of a organization like the Springs Living, we're there to basically hold that line to make sure that the residents and families are treated, you know, with respect and the right way. This is a really important point. I call it the tsunami of demographics, of age demographics that's coming towards us, really starting in 2018, 2020. Unless these philosophies, it doesn't matter whether it's in a retirement community or a home care agency or in a family that's taking care of their own. Because with the tsunami of demographics coming, the number of people that are going to be aging, we're going to need every possible, the point of view and the philosophy and how we treat each other is going to be absolutely critical, or we're going to have a mess. Because there's not enough retirement communities. There's not going to be enough. It's going to struggle to work with employees. We're going to need enhances in technology to meet the demand that's coming. And so if we don't approach that from the right point of view and you know, and from a value-based perspective, it's gonna struggle.
Well, now the Springs Living, tell the audience a little bit. You actually created the Springs Living how long ago? When did you start out?
Well, I started in 1996 down this road, and my grandmother actually did the first ribbon cutting of the community, and she was 92. She did the ribbon cutting, she went in, and I was so excited because she really needed to move out of her house. One day we came over and we found a brand of her burner burnt in her white sweater from her front eye of her front stove, and it was time for her to move. But she did the ribbon cutting of this community. And that was in, started in 96, that was in 98. She walked in the door and she goes, "Oh, this is so nice. It's just like home." And I'm thinking, all right, she's going to move. And the next thing I know, she goes, "This will be nice for those old people." And she didn't move in for a couple more years. And I guess it was 90 when she moved in 94, or that was 90 and she moved in 92. And she passed away in our community in 96. But, you know, we started out, Cheryl, with the point of view that we take care of our own and we're going to divide up the chores and take care of grandma and her own home, and we'll all do different things. Here's the value of communities like the Springs Living. What that did for her, while we felt we were being honorable and honoring her and doing good, that didn't work for her. Here's why. She is very independent. And she felt that the other thing she says, "I don't want to be a bother. You know, I don't want to be a burden or a bother." And I know not every grandparent or parent is like that, but there's a large majority that are. And when she moved into, finally at 92, when she moved into the Springs at Clackamas Woods, she felt more like she had control. It wasn't family members. She wasn't a burden, right? She's people are paid to do the things. And it was it's a sense of independence. So, you know, our point of view and contention is our communities give a sense of independence, and it's the opposite, I think, of what the prevailing view about senior housing is. We think that for a lot of the population thinks that it's kind of restrictive and you're putting people away and you're locking them up, but that's not what happens in the Springs communities. It's the opposite, and that's a paradigm shift that if people find the right environments, it can be very value added to their lives.
Well, and Fee, I have to agree with you. As someone who's dealt with my elderly mother who's blind, that move into a senior residence enabled her to go and do things that she couldn't have done in her own home. She couldn't have driven. Like you said, you were talking about your grandmother and her stove and the types of things that we worry about. Now she's in an environment. Now they're in environments where they can go have fun instead of worried about, am I imposing on my children? So I think that that is a great point as our audience is looking at, I really don't want to send my mother, my father, my grandmother into an old folks home. It's not. It's a place where they can be safe and independent. And that's a philosophy shift that I think that as we get older, we need to recognize too, because we're all going to be at the point where we need help too.
Right. And I think that definition of old folks home, that's a point of view. That's a feeling that, you know, your audience gets when they go out and they look at the options and they walk into a community. They'll get a feel. You know, from the smells to the people to the, you know, you can tell what an old, when there's a place that's an old folks home and when there's a place that's vibrant and alive, even though it's got, you know, those of us that are advanced in age and struggling with different, you know, physical challenges.
Well, Fee, I really appreciate that you spent the time this morning to be with us on the show and talk about senior options and livings in the Springs. Before I let you go, though, tell our audience how they can learn more about the Springs and read about your philosophy, because your videos are fabulous, and I know that they help me.
Well, there's, you know, we told you the quick story, but there's more part to the story. Springsliving.com. I think there's links to the company story on there, and I think the YouTube channel has some of the stories also. But the Springs Living, thesprings living.com.
Wonderful. Well, Fee, thank you so much for being on the show. It's just been a blessing because so many of my audience is dealing with their elders, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here today.
It was great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it a lot. Thanks.
Thanks. Everyone, thanks for being here today. This is Cheryl Maloney. You've been listening to Simple Steps, Real Change, and my guest has been Fee Stubblefield, who is the founder of The Springs Living. It's all about where we're going and how we're aging. And when we look at our elders and our life in the future and keep that bone of respect, which is so important for everyone, it will be a beautiful end of life. Have a great week.